I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Go loud.
It was worth it for the next 2 hours of crying on my behalf for that. So thanks, Catherine, for that moment.
Organs were flipped around. My husband immediately said, no, it's her head that's on backwards.
I can imagine Alexis from Schitt's Creek going, okay, ew, but back to me. Yeah.
Hello everybody and welcome to this week's Chaser episode of A Few Scoops, where we will be discussing the now late, great Catherine O'Hara. Most people will know Catherine O'Hara from her role as the mam in Home Alone and Home Alone 2. To forget your child once is an accident. To forget your child twice, I would argue, is neglect.
I find her a refreshing antidote to attachment parenting.
The Canadian actress died on the 30th of January at 71 after a very short illness. And we just thought it would be nice to talk about Catherine O'Hara, because I realised, even though I've seen her in a million things, I actually didn't know that much about her. I didn't even know she was Canadian, which I felt really bad about.
Also, I think it's definitely one of those deaths where people reacted viscerally in a kind of, oh no,
yeah.
Like, I can deal with a lot of deaths, but that seems like so unfair type
death. Yeah. So she did seem to be totally beloved, none more so than her husband, Beau Welch, who she met on the set of Beetlejuice.
Right.
He was a production designer on Beetlejuice and she married him in 1992. And she has two sons called Matthew and Luke. So she has a
gospel name.
Yeah.
There,
well, she is an Irish Catholic.
Yeah.
She is a third generation Irish woman. She said previously that she'd done a 23andMe and found that she has absolutely no other ancestry other than Ireland. And for people who are rewatching, she wears a Claddagh ring the whole way through Home Alone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Little Easter egg there too.
Yeah. So both her parents were Irish on both sides and she grew up in Toronto where she started her career as a waitress. And
unusual for actors.
Yeah, isn't it? After her first audition for improv group Second City, the then director, Joe Flattery, said to her, keep up the day job, keep up the waitressing. But then in 1974, without any formal acting training, she successfully replaced Gilda Radner in the cast when Radner left for New York. So she started basically from what I picked up as an impressionist. So she used to pretend to be Meryl Streep, Brooke Shields and Lucille Ball. And then she would make up her own. It was kind of like an SNL type thing where she would make up her own sketches and stuff. And she won her first Emmy in 1982 for writing and not acting. And she seemed very attached to Canadian TV. So she was offered multiple TV shows in America and she would go and do them, but then eventually she would just come back and go back to Canadian TV. So she made her film debut in 1980's Double Negative, which starred John Candy, RIP, and Eugene Levy, her on-screen husband, in Schitt's Creek.
Where it all started.
So that's why they had been so close in Schitt's Creek. They had worked together since the 1980s. Since then, she has worked with Martin Scorsese, Meryl Streep, and Jeff Daniels in things like Beetlejuice, Home Alone, The Life Before This, and Best in Show, which won her both a Canadian Comedy Award and an American Comedy Award. So I think Best in Show is her best film.
This is the one with the dogs.
It's a dog show.
Yeah.
It is so unbelievably funny. She is so good. And a lot of her obituary said this week that Home Alone kind of propelled her to worldwide fame. It was such a massive film when it came out. As I said, she plays the mother of Macaulay Culkin, who she leaves at home. That film was released in 1990. And it was strange that this was the film that made her so popular, because it was nothing like the other characters that she used to play. So she's a very eccentric, slapstick actress. And the best performance, I think, of that is when, in Tim Burton's comedy film Beetlejuice in 1988, she plays Winona Ryder's mother, a pretentious sculptor who moves with her husband into the house where the ghosts once lived, but she mimes the Harry Belafonte Banana Boat song.
That's when she's being possessed.
She's possessed by Beetlejuice and she levitates and mimes her way through the Harry Belafonte song that goes, day-o, that one. But that's what kind of put her on the scene, and that's how she got the audition for Home Alone.
And brilliant about that is, like, she plays, and in Home Alone as well too, like, not mumsy mums, like, so, but two different types of mother in two different scenarios. Mm-hmm. And in Beetlejuice, like, she's not a sympathetic character, yet you like her. Like,
yeah, she's not very nice to Winona Ryder. She's this very...
Is she stepmother in it?
Stepmother, yeah.
Of course, the archetypal
stepmoms. She's very arty-farty, and she's like an early Moira Rose, who then she goes on to play in Schitt's Creek, which I think most people would know Catherine O'Hara for. Schitt's Creek started in 2015, and Catherine O'Hara plays the Grand Dame, a former soap star, a woman of many wigs, each of them with their own name, and she has to go back to an Ontario motel with her husband, Eugene Levy, and two spoilt adult children after they lose all their fame and fortune, and she just wants to go back to her life of former status, and she just wants to be an actress again so badly. She wants to be famous again so badly. She signs up for a film called The Crows of Ice.
Where is that supposed to be? Slovenia, was it?
Yeah, no. The Crows Have Eyes 3, The Crow Winning, and a commercial for fruit wine that tastes like amoxicillin. But I think Moira Rose is probably the thing that is kind of... Home Alone made her everyone's mom, and then her character went on into Moira Rose.
Yeah, because she's the least mature of the family.
Yeah.
And they're often... She's the one being mothered by her children.
And a lot of it is improv. You can tell that she's just made stuff up on the spot. And because of this, she won an Emmy and a Golden Globe for Schitt's Creek, which was written by Eugene Levy, her longtime friend, and his son, Dan Levy, who play father and son in the show as well. Catherine O'Hara and Eugene Levy once dated in their early days, but they went on to be longtime friends. But if anyone hasn't seen it, I really would recommend you see Best in Show. It came out in 2000 and it's a mockumentary of Crufts, basically, like the American version of Crufts, where all these strange people enter a dog show with their little dogs.
Yeah. Best in Show is something that she works with Christopher Guest in a lot. So Christopher Guest has done mockumentary films like Spinal Tap and Best in Show, and also a thing called Waiting for Guffman, which you'll see more Catherine O'Hara. Excellent work. So it's a mockumentary about like amateur dramatics and amateur musicals in small town America. Another one to be highly recommended. For me, what I love about Schitt's Creek and Moira Rose is like it's her enunciation of words. Mm-hmm. Like she approaches words as if they are something to be absolutely cherished. And Bearded Genius on Instagram, if you go there, he has this brilliant video, which we're going to just play the audio for. Obviously, the writers came up with them. They're real words, but they're basically these words that are 8 times more complicated than they need to be, but they perfectly suit Moira Rose. And the book they get them from is Foyle's Philavery, which is a word, a kind of a this treasury of mad words, and particularly American words, because there's all of these mad words that only turn up in American democracy.
Yeah.
We don't see them here. So here are Moira Rose's favourites.
Positively bedeviled with meetings, etc. Bonnie, might you and I confabulate for a moment in the back room?
David, I'm sorry, but it's coup d'etat time.
Here I get a Balatron from Barnum and Bailey.
Jocelyn, that sounds dangersome.
So tributes have flooded in From All the Great and the Good. Meryl Streep said, Catherine O'Hara brought love and light to our world through whip-smart compassion for the collection of eccentric she portrayed. Her Last of Us co-star, Pedro Pascal, and I would argue hottest man on earth, said he was eternally grateful to have worked with Catherine. Ben Stiller said it was hard to explain the impact that she had on comedy, and for him, there was no one better. There's been a lot of talk about how she died. So according to American reports, Catherine O'Hara was diagnosed with a rare medical condition just before her death. She said that she had dextrocardiacitis inversus diagnosis, which she didn't discover until later on in her life. So it's a rare congenital heart defect in which the heart is positioned on the right side of the chest instead of its normal position on the left side. It does not usually on its own cause problems, but it tends to occur with other conditions that can have serious effect on the heart's lungs and other vital organs. And it, sometimes for people, it's not always just your heart. You can have your lungs like flipped around and that sort of stuff. So there hasn't been much given in terms of from her family about the cause of death. I think they're quite private in general, but that is the all the reports have pointed to this. And when talking about it years ago, Catherine said she learned about her diagnosis more than 20 years ago, and she said, "I'm a freak." Yeah. She said that, "I love Western medicine. I just don't want to be part of it. But I had to get a TB test when our youngest was in a nursery school. And I went to my husband's doctor and he said, let's do some baseline tests. One of them was an EKG. And he said, he called her into the doctor's office, gave her her diagnosis and said, you're the first one I've ever met. I don't even know the name because I don't want to know the name. It's something cardioinversus. People are going to think I'm so ignorant not to know this, but I just don't want to know because I didn't know before that."
I can imagine Alexis from Schitt's Creek going, "Okay, ew, but back to me."
She said, "I'm one of 7 kids. My parents were already gone, had left the world by that time. Never heard of anything about this with anyone else. We're driving home and I said, I wonder about my other siblings, if they know where their hearts are. When the doctor told us that my heart was on the right side and my organs were flipped around, my husband immediately said, no, it's her head that's on backwards." So yeah, if Los Angeles Fire Department confirmed that first responders were dispatched to her home in Brentwood at 5 a.m. on Friday, where she was taken to local hospital, where she was listed in serious condition, and she was pronounced dead several hours later, surrounded by her family.
Ah, shite. 30th of January as well, too. You thought you just got kicked January in the hole, and January just kicked the world in the hole by getting rid of poor old Catherine O'Hara.
Yeah, only 71. That's no age.
Yeah, and you know she had loads of... You know there was one more, at least, like, career-defining... mad character.
Well, she had been in the studio last year. I don't mean the studio. I mean the TV show, The Studio. She had been acting up until last year, so there was plenty left in her.
Yeah, and like a disgraceful 85-year-old role as well.
Yeah.
Oh, what a pity.
Yeah, so I hope that this doesn't like start a 2016 level of celebrity death of like good people. But yeah, I just thought because of the week that was in it, because of the amount of Instagrams and videos that I've seen of Catherine O'Hara, it would be nice. It was nice to do a little look back on her best work. So I think her best work probably is Best in Show and then Beetlejuice. What's your favourite?
Well, I 4 o'clock in the morning with a teething baby woke up that baby, having just got them to sleep, with the fold in the cheese episode of Schitt's Creek. And it was worth it, though. It was worth it for the next 2 hours of crying on my behalf for that. So thanks, Catherine, for that moment.
That is us for this week's Chaser episode of A Few Scoops. If you have anything that you would like us to deep dive, please get in touch. We'd love to hear from you. And we'll be back next week. Thank you.